but it must not go unanswered. Miss Andrews, you wrote a letter to the paper. There's one thing I learned about being in elected office more than 21 years. You should always gather all the information. Dig as deep as you can. Because if we don't, half-truths is what your constituents will believe when you don't get all the information. Maybe sometimes they think that maybe you're even lying to them. So I always say get all the facts, because facts matter. So I'm going to address all of them. And Mr. Chairman, if I raise my voice, please tone it down. You know how I am in my reflection. But I'm going to be direct at times. And I wrote them down to keep it to a time limit. But I read the first part. It said that you were the only commissioner that didn't vote on $2 million increase this year. No commissioner sitting has voted on a $2 million increase on this board. It was a 0.89% increase to get to 10 mils. But in the very next vote, you voted for the budget. So hence, you supported the 0.89 mils because you supported the budget. As sheriff, I annually host town hall meetings until COVID, explaining services and the budget. We put out a pamphlet every year. So we're pretty open in how we do our process. So you referred to behind closed doors that some of the constitutional officers have asked you to come meet with them. But in the very next sentence, you talk about you don't understand the process. I don't think you can fault us for trying to help you, because regular citizens come by our office all the time and ask for input or what we're doing or how it's spent. But we talk about behind closed doors. But as I sit here, one camera, two camera, three cameras, four cameras, one, two, three, four microphones, and a whole heap of them up in front of you. That's more than $35,000 of taxpayers' money paid for out of CARES. I don't think I want to do anything behind closed doors, because I've always brought a camera in during the budgeting process so that the public does have input. Because you know what? Sometimes our citizens that we serve have good information and have good ideas. So who's hiding? We can turn on any time, and everybody in this county can watch what's going on. I don't know why we spend it if we're not using it, but it's there. I'm not hiding. I bring the camera with me. I think everybody will admit that I'm not scared of a camera. Who was it that stated we are not accountants? This was the reason constitutionals asked you to come by and get involved, so we can explain or answer your questions. We do it for constituents. But per Florida statutes, we attempted to have our elected clerk of court prepare the budget. By statute, that is not his responsibility. You look at Florida statutes, that's the responsibility of the board. But if you call me, I could answer those questions. Or better yet, if you return my call. But let's get to fire services. Because your comment was you didn't know whether I give it back or the commission took it back. I'm going to answer it for you. I gave it back. See, we were just trying to survive at the time I took on fire services. Nobody wanted it. Alan Parrish would tell you he didn't want it. And don't blame him. He wouldn't get the support he needed. It's hard to satisfy a 5 elected official sometimes. So I stepped up against the wisdom of the command staff of the sheriff's office. I said, are you crazy? But there was nobody out there. But it was my family, my loved ones, my neighbors that may have to get pulled from a car or rescued from a fire. So I did the responsible thing and I stepped up. And the $850,000 was $5,000 out of the county commission's budget and $300,000+ that we were spending out of the jail set aside. It was also, along with the jail set aside money, was able to put living quarters at some of these fire stations. We worked hard. We had one full-time fire chief who made a grand total of $60,000 tax tag and title out the door because we contracted it. The rest of them were part-time, and it wasn't easy going. But we applied for the SAFER grant. We applied for the SAFER grant in an attempt to solve this problem that we're having right now, to pay for the firemen that we currently had. And at the time, because I was asked through the county manager's office, what would it take? But I knew what was going on behind the scenes. I said, let them have it. I don't manage by committee. But we submitted two different ones, what it would cost to have that full time. But we knew that we'd know in September. And if we didn't get it in September, we'd have to go back to the $850,000 and keep managing the way we did. It was going to be tough. But you know what? It was a responsibility we owed to constituents of this county because they need fire. And I'm a true believer that it needed to be fire rescue. But at the time that was being asked of Mr. Parrish, our director, it would not have been fair to him. But the people spoke during that election. There wasn't one day during my election. Matter of fact, you had input in, written in the paper, that I didn't have to get beat up over. Everybody had better ideas. Had some commissioners with different ideas. But I didn't manage by committee. The people spoke, and they spoke loud, overwhelmingly, in support of what we currently had. And 100% of all them fire calls got answered in a timely fashion. So we had 14 part-time firemen with no benefits and no union. We had currently 7 active volunteers at that time. We put on recruitment videos at the movie theater, recruiting on our social media. We created the VOTEC program at the North Florida Technical College to get kids involved to get Fire One certified. Cooksey, I think he still runs it. It's a great program. Through some of our fundraisers, we've still donated some of our money from the sheriff's shoot and shoot with the sheriff and the turkey shoot because it's an important program because it's important to our community. You stated the sheriff requested between 1.2 and 1.6. I think I've answered that.
And it was actually 1.2 to 2 million. I do agree. I got that wrong.
That's okay. That's the reason I'm trying to say here.
That you requested.
Hence, but the commission already knew that if we didn't get the SAFER grant, that we were going back to the 850. You left that out because facts matter. But if you would have called, if you had called or returned my call, you would get that information. Hence the reason the constitutional officer would get accused of doing things behind closed doors. It tried to work with you. I can tell you the rest of them call, and I answer them. When something goes on in their district, I get a phone call, or we're doing something out of respect, I call. I've never received one call from you informing what's going on in your community in over a year. Now, during the budget process in September, because I was clear that the voters had spoke, that's the reason I turned it back. And I'm just going over the notes. It says, you stated I should not have an opinion or consideration for funding of the fire department. One is, I spent 36 years of my life serving this community, more than 21 of those in the elected office. I have unique insight into what goes on each and every day. You know why? Because I'm out there. Every call starts in the sheriff's office. Every call ends in the sheriff's office, whether it be fire, rescue, police, Stark Utilities, whatever it may be. Start. So I have an intricate knowledge, and I would think as a commissioner, you'd want all that knowledge as possible and dig and get as many facts, not one sided, hear all sides, then gather an opinion. But I think me and you can get through that because you've been in management. I've been there a long time. You don't look as old as me, so time's probably been better to you than it has me. But what I'm telling you is it doesn't serve our community well when we put things in there that are false or half-truths because facts do matter. A well-informed and competent commissioner is what our constituents deserve. That we gather all information available, hear from all sides, educate themselves on the topic, and vote in the best interest of Branford County. They deserve it. They really do. And that's my opinion. I could have wrote a letter back to the paper, but I like two-way communications. And I think we ought to be open to the community and make use of taxpayers' dollars. So everybody in Branford County can tune in. They need to hear what y'all are saying. Now, I truly believe this. Our commissioner is doing everything possible trying to work through this. And it's never that we didn't want fire, because I fought hard to keep it together when nobody else would. It's that important. But it all comes down to management, how we manage it and how much we need. We want the best we can serve. The best that we can actually afford is what we need. But those new men and women that do it every day need to know that they've got a job at the end of the day. I think Mr. Riddick stated that right. It's hard coming to work not knowing come October 1 whether they got a job or not. Why wouldn't they be going somewhere else? Same issue I had to deal with. But it's how much can we afford? That's what it basically comes down to. Thank you.
That's good, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That's all I got. Okay. Ms. Andrews?
Yes, just a few things. Sheriff, I don't want to get in an argument with you, but to be perfectly honest with you, the way that you kind of take over our meetings is very troublesome to me. The last meeting with the people when you jumped up and you got everybody just screaming and yelling, and it happens, it seems like it happens when I leave the meeting, your personal attacks on me and here, screaming and yelling at me, it's just unprofessional, Sheriff. And I want to get along with you, I really do. I want to be a good commissioner. I deeply care about the people, and I want to do a good job. I want for everything in these meetings to come to the table, because you know we've got some, we have some cuts to be done, and standing your budget is a great thing. Not spending outside your budget is wonderful, but being a good steward of your money, and I'm not saying you're not, but we have to take a look at that too. You know, if you're just spending and spending and spending, that's not a good thing. And so this is going to be a difficult time. We're going to get feelings hurt, people are going to be mad, and I'm sure I'm going to get yelled at. But I just want us to do the right thing for the county. That bunch of people behind you deserve to be supported, 100%. I truly believe that we have funding where we can fund that fire department. I believe that we can fund the other things in our county. But we gotta work together. I mean, people have to care about the rest of the county too, not just themselves. And, you know, I just want us to have professional meetings, that's all. Not fight, not talk about each other, not go out there in the crowd and say, hey, when y'all get up there, and I'm not saying you did this, hey, give them hell. That's wrong. Follow my lead. That's wrong. So wrong to do us like that. Just want to do the right thing, I swear to you. And I'm working hard to do that.
I'd like to ask one thing. I've never hollered at you, cursed at you. No, ma'am,
but
it's all recorded.
Okay.
I went back and watched
you
it.
You yelled at the rest of us, too. So, but you can, that's good enough.
Never mind.
Don't
want to
get
mad. Never mind. We know facts matter.
I think it'd be best.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. If you guys got together and talked about it.
No, I'm not. That wouldn't be. But anyway.
I can't get a return.
Thank
call.
You again. And thank you all for what you do. All of you.
Mr. Thompson? I have you. Ms. Spooner?
Yes, sir.